Hello. Oh, hello. Welcome to Meow Meow. Now, who is it? Yes? Who are you? Hey! He just smacked the microphone. Maybe I start recording and I talk to him and put the microphone to close to his mouth and he used his paw and smacked it. What? Welcome to Online Podcast with the kitty here with me. Yes. What's your name? What's your name? Huh? What's your name? Who wants to... Okay, this is the word that they both understand. That both cats are here. And I'll say the word... Mum-mum. Who wants mum-mum? Oh, you are. Girly girl, do you want mum-mum? Boy, do you want... Who wants mum-mum? Girl or boy wants mum-mum? Oh. Who wants mum-mum? Okay, girl, that's for girl. That's the boy. Okay. Good. Boy, slow down. Slow down. Oh, goodness. Boy, slow down. I ran out of batteries. Maybe I'm going upstairs to recording.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was downstairs feeding the cats while as I was getting batteries out from my battery box downstairs, and I'm gonna step outside and see. I'm shirtless. I hope nobody's out there. I have my pajama bottom. Oh, Pookie. And did I break my floor? I think I kind of did. Okay, I'm outside now. And as you can hear, all the outside bug and oh, hello, there's a doggy. Hi, doggy. Hey, doggy. You're so cute. Nobody plays with you. Oh my gosh. I'm just looking at my rose bush. So miserable because the ivy had taken over. I should do something about it. Good lord. Anyway, oh, it's windy too. I'm in the backyard. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I'm just gonna turn on the recording and see what goes. I have a new phone comment line, as Archer can tell you. I have a new comment line, and Archer was the first person to leave the message. And in fact, oh, it's kind of windy. I hope it's not. It's windy, but I hope it's not. Let me hear. I'm monitoring this. Let me see if it's noisy for you. Yeah, it's fine, right? I think. Anyway, Archer was the first person to leave me voice comment. Thank you so much. And if you want to leave me voice comment so that I don't lose my comment number like mine did last week. 206-338-ONG-9. Okay. I hope that makes sense. 206-338-ONG-9. That's O-N-G and then the number 9. 206-338-ONG-9. That is going to take a little getting used to. I don't want to even mention the old number because I don't want to put the idea in your head, or I'm trying to really get the idea out of my head. Now it is October and under 30 days, it's election day, and I know I've been talking about stuff like serious stuff like that, and I know it bores some people when I talk about politics. It
you know, bores people. But it's very crucial and important that you go out and vote November 4th. And I hope you will vote for Obama, obviously, for my sake. I think for the country's sake, at least according to my opinion. I know you may have different opinion, but your opinion is wrong. No, I'm kidding. Even though I do not understand, you know, I guess that makes, you know, that's why we have different ideas. That's why we have different political parties. But I just don't understand them. So, what else is it? Oh, yeah. Not much, really. You know, I've been kind of... I don't know if I want to go into it. It's just feeling a little yucky with myself for falling off the exercise routine and getting fat again. And all that... Oh, airplane above me. Oh. Can you hear an airplane? Flying by. And I'll keep this podcast short because I really don't have anything. I just want to change pace a little bit. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking in the studio, and I thought I'll bring you out and about and around. Bruce and I are going to go to an art exhibition of train. I think it's like steam train paintings. Or photos, I don't remember. But anyway, here are tickets. My drink. I do not have my slippers on, Archer. I'm walking bare feet in the house. Oh, apparently my TV is on in the living room. I need to sort my laundry out. I hate laundry. Sarah Palin. Evangelical women under 30 felt warmer towards Sarah Palin, and well over 60% of the older women like her. Whatever. Oh, religion. I turned my phone off. Many evangelicals have traditionally based their vote on two key issues, abortion and opposition to gay marriage. But we found that younger white evangelicals aren't quite so tied to those issues. They're solidly pro-life on abortion, about the same as their parents. But when it comes to gay issues, we found that younger evangelicals were more tolerant. More than half of the younger white evangelicals we talked with support some form of a legal recognition of civil unions for same-sex couples. That's good. That's encouraging.
That's a big difference with older evangelicals.
Oh, Bruce's phone is here. No wonder. I turned mine off and I still hear the interference. I don't know what I'm watching.
Evangelicals were solidly Republican. If in the future that changes, that could have really big political implications. Now, what we don't know is whether these numbers are tied to this particular election, to John McCain, Barack Obama. And we also don't know whether these younger evangelicals may become more conservative as they get older. Maybe.
It's one of the PBS show, like religion and ethics or something. Anyway, what was I going to do? I was talking about doing laundry. I hate doing laundry. I got the voicemail, as I was telling you about, and I would like to play it for you if I can find it. Archer's voicemail that he sent me last week, and he actually asked me if I were the first person to get a phone call, if he was the first person to get the phone call, and he indeed was the first person to leave me a message at my new number. I hope, let me see, which is on 9, oh, here it is, I think this is the number.
John, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I was so upset to hear that you lost your phone number. You had that for so long, I had it memorized. I can't believe that I'm going to have to memorize this one. But Song 9 really helps. Other things, I'm sorry to hear about Yuki. I hope that she gets a lot of donations and things work out for her. That was a very sad thing to hear. I wish I was rich and I could send her some money. Also, I could not agree with you more about voting for Obama and making sure that the things change in our country that need to be changed. I hope you get your American citizenship soon. Anyway, I was wondering when I was calling if maybe this call might be your first, but I kind of doubt it. I bet everybody's calling you now with your new phone number. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Archer. You know, you were the only one. Not only were you the first one, you were the only one who called that number. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, you know, also, other than Archer, you can also do that if you have stuff to say. You know, obviously, if you don't have stuff to say, maybe because I talk too much about politics and that's why nobody wants to leave comments for me, because I, you know, do have listeners who do not like the topic that I talk about, but that's okay. You know, it's my program and I choose to do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? Please. And, regarding Yuki, I had a short conversation with Yuki on, Google Chat yesterday, on Google Talk. And I asked her how her situation is. She said about the same. She's feeling very depressed. If you read her entry on her own blog, you know that she has been battling with depression for a while since her husband left her, and that sort of was a continuation of that. But you know, she's spiraling down at the same time because we talk about pride and dignity and all that, and she's very much do not want to fall into that the hole of the trap of the sex industries, because you know, she doesn't want to, and but her financial situation, like I said, it's something that you and I, most people, if you're not in those shoes, you probably don't think about how you could possibly be led by the situation you're in into this prostitution. And so I told her, you know, you never know. And I hope that she doesn't, because that's not what she wants. I hope she gets what she wants. Even with great struggles, I hope she gets what she wants. But at this point, at least, what she wants isn't going into prostitution. And I really hope that that's the case. But being me, I obviously, my big thing is I try to, first thing to give other people is my respect. And then or compassion, I think I told her. I said, usually I try to give somebody compassion first and hopefully reserve judgment to the last thing I would ever do, hopefully never having to use it. And that's my goal in life, is compassion first, judgment later. And if you have compassion, you tend to not judge. And let's just say if Yuki is unfortunate enough that she has to go through that, I would not judge her. She has to, you know, sustain a life. And she, I don't know if you read her article. If you haven't read the article, I encourage you to go back to last week's online podcast and go to at least the website, onlinepodcast.com, and find out and get to Yuki's website. I think it's yukishock.blogspot.com, if I'm not mistaken. And you go to the website and read her article herself, because I read and learned a lot about what she's gone through within the last few months. And I mean, we're talking about food, we're talking about a place to live, losing her car, all kinds of stuff. And here's the thing, I want to, and Archer brought that up too, and thank you, Archer, for checking in, is that Archer from archerradio.com. you don't have to really give a lot to really help out. I asked Yuki yesterday how many people donated for you on PayPal. I know she really needed the money on Western Union, but I just don't know how to do that Western Union thing. I don't feel comfortable like signing up accounts and all that. So what I ended up doing was I donated on PayPal. And I asked how many people donated for you on PayPal. She said, other than me, one other person. And I can totally understand your reservation about, you know, I don't know this person, I don't want to vote, but I mean, don't want to donate, but come on, people. One other person. And I don't even know if that one other person was from her website or was it from me. That's got to be a better, don't you think that it should, come on, people. I mean, I'm not forcing this down. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I am forcing this down on your throat. Come on. We are donating for somebody. I view her as somebody who stood up, an activist for our community, the queer community, the LGBT community, the T that has always been neglected, the T that has always been the part of the community that actually received the harshest treatment from the outside world, and in some including our own. The T that we constantly forget and do not understand. And yes, I, you know, maybe I am forcing down this and push you a little bit more. Consider compassion is what how I named the show. You know, that is I'm encouraging you to think what you can do. Okay, here's the thing. Many of my listeners are from America, from the US. Most of you have one credit card at least, right? Hopefully. Even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can actually use your credit card to donate. Now, here's the thing. If you donate $1, she gets about 3.5 ringgit. Approximately so, based on yesterday's currency exchange, about 3.5. Now let's say let's even count it as three. Every dollar you donate, she gets 3 ringgit. And you don't have to be rich to actually be able to do that. If you donate $10, she get 3 ringgit. And I think sometimes we think that, oh my gosh, we're Archer brought it up, you know, wish that you can do that. Yes, definitely, if you are not in a position where you're financially sound to yourself, you obviously cannot give. But if you are, if you think that, oh, I can't give too much, you know, I don't have like a spare $50 or a spare $60 or $100 to spare, but what about $5 and $10? $5 is like a trip to Starbucks is $5, I think. So I hope you'd reconsider that. I don't know if you can understand her situation, but at least be, you know, put yourself in her shoes and see, you know, reconsider donating for her. Like I said, I don't know her, and what you donate, you don't necessarily want, especially for the donation, you don't necessarily want to ask for anything back. You know, once you give it, it's your love, it's your compassion, it's your charity, it's your helping hand, it's your support, and now, I don't want to talk too much about, too late, sorry. But I don't want to keep focusing on this because, you know, who knows? I think Yuki may listen to this too. And she did bring it up to me that how degrading or not degrading, she didn't really use that word, but she feels bad. She feels very awful about having to do this, having to, she said, all her pride and dignity just completely kaput. And I told her, no, what your pride and dignity is for your activism work in for your community, for our community, and I think you should continuously fight for that and let those who can help help and don't feel bad about it. Who knew? Who knows? One day, she may find herself in a situation where she is on the other side. But I just think that all the sacrifices that she's made for being who she is in a society that is not always welcoming is a big price to pay. And she is paying her price. And if she is building the bridge to a better understanding community, then perhaps we, as the queer community as a whole in this whole world, might be able to lend a little bit of help. And I really hope that you would do that. You would consider donating for Yuki. And for her information, you can go to her website. I will list out my website as well on onlinepodcast.com. If you go to onlinepodcast.com, you will be able to get to her site from there. Now, I'm actually checking her website on my computer so I can exactly tell you. I think it's Yuki Shock, if I'm not mistaken. Yuki, yes, Yuki, Y-U-K-I-S-H-O-C-K, yukishock.blogspot.com. And she again posted a, oh, that's her website. It plays her music. Come on, stop, okay. Yuki, I don't like this music playing by itself. okay, she actually updated too. She updated. She said, thanks for looking up sometime this week. Then the ground of the earth was shaking underneath my feet. The Malaysian section responded very slowly with 170 ringgit total account and $70 in PayPal. Overseas, another US $100 was received via PayPal. Wow, that's good. In response to the request of almost all my donors, I decided to keep all donors anonymous except when called upon to be named. There was also another notable donor from the US who gave $300 West. Oh, wow. Maybe those are you. There was also another notable donor from the U.S. who gave $300 via Western Union that saved me a place to stay and food for another month. I'm still looking for a new place to stay because I had already been requested to move, and with my car hanging in the balance, the PayPal situation is now vital. Oh. I had received the Al-Raji debit card, but alas, because it is unverifiable, my PayPal withdrawal to card limit is set to zero. I will be hoping and praying that public bank debit card, which is known to be verifiable, will be arriving soon as a contingency measure. I will be applying for the Toon prepaid card. I hope the PayPal issue will be solved as soon as possible. All that are important to pay for my car installment, which is overly due, and to book a new place to stay. Hope the issue with withdrawals to PayPal would not persist until end of the month. If it happens, it will be in a deeper mess here. But, you know, I still think she should get a way to get PayPal because that is the easiest way of doing it. Now, I do not know who this person who donated $300 to Western Union for Yuki, but thank you very, very much for doing so. If you are from, indeed from online, but it may not ever be. Maybe her own listenership or whatever. But if it is you, thank you so much for doing so. Well, yeah, continue doing that. Like I said, it might be a tiny little thing from you. It works a lot better for her, you know, every dollar that we donate here in the US is 3 ringgit that she gets over there. So that's good news, actually. So, but continue supporting Yuki and find her updates on shock at yukishock.blogspot.com. And that was my nose. I'm rubbing my nose. And I think that's going to be it. I want to talk about money. I want to talk about money. If you don't, I don't know. I don't know if I was watching my financial guru hero. What's the name? Susie Orman. Oh my God. Things that she says is so right, but, you know, we're so not doing it. I don't have a lot of savings, and I don't mean a lot, like, really not much savings. And I really should start working on that a little bit more. I mean, I put away for retirement but and some investments, but savings, not so much. It's a bit scary that way. So, yeah. That reminds me of some of the things too. Anyway, I gotta deposit a check. okay, since it's going to be stereo, I will leave you at this, at that, and I will hopefully catch up with you next week. Okay, next, I don't know whether I'll be able to do it. Okay, next Monday, I may have a situation where I will be unable to post anything, so I may skip next week or maybe do a later show next week. I will see what happens, but I hope you go out and vote for Obama and keep my hopes of becoming an American high. And like I said, once Obama wins this election, before he's even sworn into the office, I will go get my citizenship process started immediately. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you will all come back next week or next couple of weeks, since I don't know if I'll have a show next week. And thanks for all your support for Yuki, and to support her some more, yukishock.blogspot.com. And yeah, be careful with your money. It's all about money this time. You know, do charity and don't spend too much on unnecessarily stuff. Now I'm going to start questioning myself whether or not I can afford something every time I look at it. You know, I think I was just so reckless with money that, oh, I'll buy this and I'll buy that, and I'm going to have to change that because I'm getting old and I don't have much savings. That's bad. I mean, I have retirement funds and all that, but no, like, emergency savings fund. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Don't forget to smile, ladies and gentle horse. Ta-da.